With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
My brain.
Backwards podcast is fun.
Right, I'm going to the toilet and then I'll be right back. I'm going to go to the toilet and suck urine up into myself like a straw.
Yeah, be right back. That is backwards real life. That's not fun.
Well, we managed to drag it out quite successfully.
Yeah. We did.
I've been posting an article of Man on the Post the entire time Rich has been talking.
I've been looking at pictures of cats. This one has a scarf.
Right.
I was actually looking at my fancy lineup.
It says recording started, and that can't be right because the photograph's not even open. What is going on? Someone say something? Okay, that seems to be working.
Bert Bacharach.
Okay, let's do it.
Great.
Rich, you're recording anyway, aren't you?
I think so.
Yeah, if you can record just in case.
Yeah, I'll be recordo.
Sweet.
Can anyone hear jingling bells?
Yeah, that's while you're playing with girls or something.
Oh, okay. Right, I thought I was going insane. That's so much better.
Jesus. I was going to say, have you got hearing like a bat? I didn't hear that.
Yes.
You just spat coffee on my laptop.
Okay.
Just come out my nose.
I've had, like, so much coffee today.
All right, Rich, let's start a podcast.
Right, that's it, I've had enough. Fuck it, I'm calling it a night. That's the end of Ready Player 2, episode, what were we, 45? I can't believe we've just had to sit through all of this with you guys again. Yeah, there we go. I'm Rich. You can find me on Twitter at Zebwen. You can find Elle.
At Escaping IRL on the internet.
On the interwebs. You can find Lewis.
At Louis_Kong, I think.
Not at iLewis87, because that's a Russian not porn star.
No, she's just...
She's like a regular Russian. She's like, but Lewis seems to think that all Russian women are porn stars. And you could find Ross at
RossBell1984 or at Man on the Post.
Thank you very much. This has been the Ready Player 2 Backwards Podcast. Hello. just because we fucking can. So this week we're going to be doing the podcast backwards. Yeah. Because we just, you know, the format can be fucked up. You're just going to mess it up. So that's it. That's the outro. So now we're going to have a quick break, and then we're going to go into what do we normally do at the end? Oh, there's a game. Starting with a game. So in an amazing memento style-y, you know, when he takes off his shirt and has all the post-it notes all over him? that'll be in the outtakes, I'm sure. We will be starting at the end and finishing at the beginning, just because we love to fuck with your minds, people. So, in the wonderful Backwards Podcast, that's what we're doing this week. We're going to be starting with the game. This is a new game. It's a super fantastic game, I think. I don't really understand what's going on. I was asked for a subject earlier in the week, and I kind of hope that I'm going to do really well, other than I'm going to look like a real tit. So, Mr. Ross of the Bellbags, would you like to explain to us what the game is?
Yes, certainly. It's a game called Winner Plays On. You've all given me one specialist subject that you think you know pretty well. Rich, you're going to be talking about Firefly.
Lewis is
going to be answering questions on the Assassin's Creed franchise. And Elle, you are going to be talking about The Princess Bride.
Yeah.
So what happens
I'm
here?
I'm glad that at least one of us picked a computer game on a video game podcast. Well done, Chris.
What happens is the winner will have to keep this subject and answer more questions on it next time. The other two get to change their specialist subject for next time.
Okay.
Next time being later on, or next time being another podcast?
No, another podcast next time we play the game. So if you win, you have to answer 5 more questions on Assassin's Creed.
Okay. No googling.
Yeah, no googling. You're gonna,
no Google mess.
You get about 15 seconds per question to answer, because it's not going to be a long game, because that gives you plenty of time to Google as well. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to flip a coin 3 times, obviously. El, you call first, heads or tails?
Heads.
It is tails, so it's between Lewis and Rich to go first. Lewis, you call it?
Heads.
It's tails. Rich, do you want to go first, second or third?
Do I bollocks want to go first? I'll go. You can neatly sandwich me in the middle, I think. I'll go second.
Okay, so between Ellen and Lewis. Lewis, call it again.
Heads.
It's tails again. It says a 2 times coin. So, Elf, first
this
or
is
third?
A double
what am I doing?
Do you want to go first or third?
I'll go last.
All right, Lewis, you're up first then.
Okay, let's rock and roll.
Okay, your questions. And I've got all these answers from the internet, so...
So if I the can answers...
the wealth of incorrect knowledge that is the internet.
Exactly.
So, okay, cool.
Right, you ready?
Yep.
Here we go then. Question number one on the Assassin's Creed franchise, Lewis, is what event forces Ezio, his mother and sister, to flee their homeland?
The...
The thing that happened.
Pass the Spanish invasion.
No, the answer I've got is he witnessed the hanging of his father and 2 brothers.
Oh yeah,
sure, I don't remember that.
Question number two: which fairly famous Hollywood actress voiced the character Lucy in the first 3 games?
Not Kirsten Bell. Ooh. Kirsten Stewart. No. Crap.
I'm gonna give you a point for your first answer. It's Kristen Bell.
Kristen Bell.
You're close enough. Question number three. Name the ship that you captained in Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag.
Oh, no. Jesus. That's not my answer.
The Jolly Jesus.
Jackdaw.
It is the Jackdaw.
Yeah.
Question number 4. Out of 10, what score did Gamers Radar give the original Assassin's Creed game?
6.
No, they gave it a 10 out of 10.
Really?
Yeah. And your final question, name the main location that Assassin's Creed Brotherhood is set.
The main location?
Yeah.
Brotherhood is set in Italy.
I'll see what Ellen Rich think to this. The answer's Rome. Can we give him that?
Yeah, Rome's in Italy, so I reckon you can go for that.
Al, do you agree?
Yeah, sure.
If you just said Earth, then I might be like, no, probably not.
Fair enough. Lewis, you got 3 out of 5.
Yeah, 3, did he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kristen Bell, the Jackdaw.
I counted 2.
No, you got the Jackdaw correct, you got the name of the actress correct, and you got the last one correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, you got the 10 out of 10, one wrong, and the event that forced Ezio
right.
to leave.
Yeah.
Okay.
When I counted 2, I meant T-O-O, not T-W-O.
Oh, okay. Rich, you are going second.
Okay, I'm doing
Your
this.
Your chosen subject is Firefly.
Yep.
Oh, this is so exciting.
No, it's not. Really, really shit scary. I'm going to get all of these wrong and look like a complete fucking idiot.
I've gone deep on these questions as well.
It's fine, no worse than me.
You've gone deep. How deep? Deeper than balls deep?
Pretty deep.
We've gone inception.
Like belly button deep.
I should say, before we started this, we put a tweet out. There were 7 people that are playing for Team Lewis, 4 people for Team Rich, and only 2 for Team L. So, Lewis, choose a number between 1 and 7.
4.
4. Okay, you were playing for Psych Tyson.
Yes.
Rich, you've got 4 to choose from, 1 to 4?
1.
You were playing for Simon Osborne.
Okay.
And L, 1 or 2?
2.
Simon Marshall for you.
Yeah!
Okay, so whoever wins, you're going to win a prize of some variety.
Me and my Simon are going to fuck up.
Right, Richard.
We're all over this shit. Okay, yeah.
Okay, question number one.
Okay.
What nickname does Jane give to his biggest and most powerful gun?
Vera.
Oh, he's away. One out of one. Question number two. What year did the TV show originally air on US television?
Oh, shit in a basket. 2000 and... Sorry, did you say British television?
US TV.
Oh, US. 2002?
Oh, he's correct again.
Fucking hell!
In the film Serenity, how does Captain Mal gain the upper hand during the fight with the operative?
With the operative,
yeah.
He asks him if he's the guy says he's unarmed, and so he just shoots him. Which fight with the operative? That's the question.
The one in like the big computer room towards the end of the film.
Oh, right. He gets stabbed, but he doesn't have like the nerve cluster where it was because it got moved because he had a war injury, and so he pretended that he was paralyzed, but he wasn't, and then he fucked up his bonanzas.
It's 3 out of 3. Mal emerges victorious from the fight thanks to an old war wound that caused the nerve cluster the operative normally attacks to have been removed. 3 out of 3. Question number 4. What year is the TV series set in? I'll accept an answer within 100, above or below.
2520.
25-17.
Okay, so, all right.
5-4, and question number 5.
Yep.
What event does the Firefly-class spaceship Serenity get its name from?
The Battle of Serenity Valley.
Oh, Jesus, 5 out of 5.
Sorry, Simon, we're not doing this.
Yes! Right, that's 5 out of 5.
I'm happy with that.
Hell, if you get 5, this has come down to the tiebreak question, which I really want to do.
Let's not do that.
We can do this tiebreak question anyway.
Yeah, I think we'll do it anyway. We have to.
No.
All right, Elle, are you ready for your questions on The Princess Bride?
Oh, fuck my life.
I'll take that as a yes. Your first question is, who directed The Princess Bride?
Oh, what? This is bullshit. Rob Reiner?
Yeah, one correct.
Yeah!
Question number two. What year was the film released?
1987.
That's correct as well.
Yeah!
How long into the film does it take for you to see all of the main characters? 5, 7, or 10 minutes?
7 minutes?
That's correct as well. Oh, Lewis.
Oh, oh, oh.
Which member of Spinal Tap played the role of Count Tyrone Rugen?
No, I fucking
knew. Pass.
We're passing that one. So,
Christopher Guest. Question number 5. Andre the Giant played the role of Fezzik, but which country was he born in? Andre the Giant, not the character.
Like the actual person.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a question about this is a question about the actors, not the film.
A man from the film who speaks in a quite broad accent. No. Okay, 3 out of 5. You then. It's France.
Oh.
Andre is born in France. So, Rich, you're the winner.
He's called Andre.
Yeah.
Could have just pitched to that.
So you play on next time.
Tiebreaker question. Oh, that sounds excellent because I couldn't think of like any other subjects that I might have even been good at. I was actually totally bricking it because I was thinking like I've always said that I really love Firefly. So I was like, I'm gonna get none out of 5 here and look like a massive knob.
So you get 5 more on Firefly next time. Lewis and Elliot, you have to change your subjects.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
It's Garrus Vakarian next time.
Just Garrus Vakarian.
5 questions.
How many mandibles does Garrus Vakarian have?
All right, should we do the tiebreak question that I asked?
Yeah, I want to do the tiebreak question. Before, who's making rough, weirdy noises?
Not me.
Somebody's rubbing against the microphone.
He's Lewis Beard.
Me.
Stop rubbing against things. We've had this discussion. You are banned from rubbing against things.
Well, congratulations to Simon Osborne. You're the winner, thanks to Rich.
Yeah!
Get in touch with us. Let me know what your Steam username is, and we'll send you some sort of game. Might not be very good, but it'll be a game.
Good job, Simon. You see, next time, when we do this fucking hashtag thing. You lot fucking go for me, because you might win something. Thank you very much.
All right, the tiebreaker question I asked, just in case of a draw, was how long is the M25 in miles?
Now, do you take my first answer?
I am taking your first answer, because your second one was clearly Googled.
No, it wasn't. Honestly, 100%, I did not Google it. I just thought in my head, I'm not actually sure that England's that long. So I thought I'd better make it shorter.
The M27 is actually 117 miles long.
You said the M25.
The M25, sorry, yeah. So, Al, you said 250. Rich originally said 242. And Lewis, you said 100.
And then about 3 seconds later, I said 160. No Googling involved.
So either way, I'm still the closest.
Yeah, Lewis is the closest, actually. Oh, yeah, Al, sorry, your answer was... do you want to tell people what your answer was?
Mine was 250 miles, 3 crocodiles, and 1
goldfish. And 1 what?
1 goldfish.
See, I originally said 25, because I wasn't really sure how it worked, but then I thought, there's an M1, and I thought, there's no way they're going to make a road that's only a mile long and call it something, so, yeah.
So yeah, Lewis was close, actually, with 100, but unfortunately... Right.
And I genuinely didn't Google that until after I'd sent Ross the answer.
I never Googled it. It's all because, frankly, I don't fucking care how long it is. Right. That's it. I win. I like that game. I like the game. I like the games in which I win. Go figure. Excellent. Right. Thank you very much. That was our slightly mastermindish Winner Stays On game. So next week I'm going to be doing some more Firefly questions, and hopefully the other two are going to come back with better game.
Yeah.
Right then. We're going to move backwards into... Wait, what are we... Oh, God. I can't even work out what we're doing. Now we're doing everything backwards. We're going to go backwards. We're
time
going
for
to
the news?
Swiftly move backwards into the news.
That was the news.
Do we start with the, yeah? Do we start? That was the news, and now we're going to finish the starting of our game. Back in a minute. We're back. Technically, we never went. There's a thing going on. We're not really sure what's happening because we're doing everything backwards. So, I think what we do now is. The upcoming games before we do the news?
Yes. Yeah.
Is that right? Okay, right, good. So, I've got a couple of upcoming games, but then typically I only ever look on PC.
Hang on. Surely if we were doing this completely backwards, we would have given Ross the answers before he said the questions.
God fucking damn it.
I didn't bring my fucking clairvoyance this time round.
Well,
maybe next time we'll do that. Oh, I love that idea for a quiz, though. We just shout out fucking answers.
Have to find the question.
Yeah. If this is the answer, what is the question?
Purple turtles. Make me a question for that. Right, okay. Upcoming games. So I've noticed a couple of upcoming games. Typically of me, I only really look on PC because, you know, I don't have any of the next-gen consoles. I've got a Vita, but let's face it, that's gathering dust. So... the games that I've noticed are coming out shortly are Road Redemption. I don't know if anybody remembers this, but back when we did our Indie Palooza quite a while ago now. This was a game that we featured in Indie Palooza. This is basically Road Rash. It's a reimagining of Road Rash.
Cool.
And so basically it's motorbikes, you're racing along against loads of other people online, and when you get close to them, you smack them with stuff.
Chains.
Yeah, chains and poles and your feet. Bars. Yeah, and you've got to try and not get hit by the cars and stuff. And when you do, you ragdoll around like a crazy mofo. It's just, it looks pretty cool. It says it's available September 2014. So it's going to be coming out this month by the looks of things. I like the idea of this when we saw it originally, but it's got a lot more polished since we very first saw it. So I'm definitely going to be getting my hands on that. Another one I've seen is Raven's Cry. Has anybody else seen this? Am I the only person that sees these games?
Yes, you are.
Okay, good. this caught my eye because it is a pirate-based RPG. Thank you. Thank you for the contribution there. It's a pirate-based RPG. It actually looks a fair amount like Black Flag, but then again, you're playing a pirate in third person, so it's not, you know... There's not a lot you can really do with that. It's called Raven's Cry. It is coming out, I believe, at the beginning of October. It sounds, hell. I wish they'd have just named it that.
flooded sound.
That would have been amazing. But it has seafaring, so you on a ship and you're sailing around, and then you kind of go third person, and then you go jumping around and doing some stuff like that. I have no idea how similar to Assassin's Creed it's going to be. I don't think it's going to be massively similar, because I think the ship battles and stuff are going to be a little bit more involved, and I don't want to use the word realistic, but certainly the ships do blow up really nicely and they look very cool.
It's described as a dark third person role playing action adventure game that interweaves fictional events with characters with historical ones from the 17th century Caribbean.
Which is basically Black Flag.
Yeah, pretty much.
But
to be fair though, that website is shit. Oh, there we go. No, there we go. It's me being shit.
I've got no idea whether it's going to be any good. I've got no idea whether I'm going to like the characters or enjoy them as much as I did with Black Flag. But I've got to be honest, there's not a huge amount of pirate-based games out there. Certainly not in this kind of style. I do love a good RPG, so I'm going to be. I think I'm going to be giving this one a shot and seeing what it looks like. Certainly looks quite nice graphically. Hmm. There you go. That's that, if nobody had heard of that. Another one that's coming out soon-ish. We're going to have another podcast between now and then, but soon-ish is Alien Isolation. Which, if anybody has been like...
This
if
anybody's good.
Expectations leaked out of their ass after Colonial Marines, then hopefully they're going to be able to cram it back up for this game. Because this is looking fucking infinitely better. But do you know what? About smallpox, but better than Alien, than Colonial Marines. I said this before the game came out. I would rather get fucking syphilis, and nobody listened to me, and it was shit.
It looks really scary, though. There's no one. Richie, you're going to play it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I love the Alien games. See, I love the original Alien versus Predator, where you get to play as an alien, go all upside down and shiz.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that's coming out as well. I think that's it. Has anybody else seen... Oh, there's Sid Meier's Civilization Beyond Earth that's going to be coming out.
Oh, my God, it looks amazing.
It's quite late into October, so I'm not sure we can really go into that one just yet. Rise, Son of Rome is coming out on PC. Exactly.
Get it away.
That's about it. I can't think of any other European ship simulator. I'm not really sure why it's got to be specific to Europe, but there you go.
License.
I think that's it. I can't think of anything else that's interesting that's really caught my eye. So there you go. Has anybody seen anything on console or anything else that's coming out shortly?
NHL 15 is out tomorrow or today when you're hearing this podcast. It is the best looking of all EA sports games. And there's no balls even. It's just a puck this time.
It's just a puck. Yep. So is that supposed to win us over? Is like complete lack of balls?
Well, people don't like balls, apparently. So play with pucks instead.
Elle's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You stereotype me. Okay, yeah. I don't really care about that.
Hyrule Warriors as well for the Nintendo Wii U.
Ooh, yeah.
Zelda Destiny Warriors, basically.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, okay. Anything else? Anybody seen or heard of anything else?
Nope.
Nope. No. Okay, right, that's fine. That's plenty of upcoming shit that's going on. Don't give a crap about the chart, because it's probably Minecraft, Call of Duty, Minecraft.
Diablo.
Minecraft, Call of Duty, Minecraft, Diablo. So, this week, I'm going to introduce something newish.
I don't like it, I'm scared.
We're possibly not going to do this again, but this is something that I found, I just showed you guys, that is absolutely fantastic and highlights just how fucking ripped off we get here in the UK. If you guys head over to www.steamprices.com/UK/top-ripoffs, there is a list there of games that are out at the moment, how much they cost here in the UK, how much the same game costs on Steam in the US, and how much it costs in Europe if you're paying in euros. As an example... Silent Hunter 5, Battle of the Atlantic, at the moment, in the UK, is $29.99. The same game from Steam in the US is $9.99. So we are paying 79.5% more than the Americans.
We love our battleships.
We fucking
never even fucking heard of this game.
No, but that's just... PES 2014, there's another one. We're paying 60%, over 60% over the odds for that. Let's try and find something that people know about.
Literally nothing for that game.
There you go. Here you go, Ross. NBA 2011. Right? Bearing in mind, it's 2011, right? Yeah. Here in the UK, we're paying $29.99 for that game. In America, they are paying $19.99. So we're paying, again, 60% over the odds. I've always fucking complained about...
NBA 2K12 is only $24.99 over here. And it's $19.99 over in the States.
Yeah.
Way so, to get the Brits into basketball, people. Overcharge them for the basketball game.
Exactly. Stop fucking overcharging us, Christ. Yeah, if anybody else wants to get pissed off about how much the Americans get an easy time of it with games and stuff, head over to steamprices.com/UK/top-ripoffs. It's actually quite eye-opening. In fact, a lot of the time, if you look at Euros as well, they're saving even more money. Blazing Angels 2 is £9.99, $9.99, but only €4.99. I don't fucking get it. It doesn't make any sense to me. So, yeah, fuck you, Steam.
That's why the Scots want independence, isn't it? Yeah, cheaper games.
Is that what it is?
It must be.
Fucking go, we're going into the Euro. This fucking Blazing Angels is way too expensive. I think you should be able to switch your Steam account so you're buying from whatever region, because it's fucking digital delivery, for Christ's sakes. I bought Diablo 3, I bought it from the US store. So you go to the UK store, it was £29.99. You go to the US store, it's $29.99. I'm just like, you're going to have to be a fucking mathematician to work this out. So I signed into the US store, bought it with dollars, it gives you a code, and I just applied the code to my UK account.
Hmm. So it should be.
Jesus, ball. Just buy everything from cdkeys.com.
Ad guy Steam, right, that's then. What we're getting for this.
Yeah, naughtiness, Steam. Right, that's it. That's a small vent. That's what's coming up. News. Before we launch into the news that I've written in, has anybody found any news?
Nope.
Great. Has anybody looked for any news? Has anybody seen or heard of anything that's happening this week? Seriously?
You're performing for us.
We just keep our heads in the sand. Okay, right, I'm going to shoot for the first one. Metal Gear Boobies. I quite like this. Have you guys seen this? Seen the screenshots of this trailer? So there's a new teaser trailer that's come out for Metal Gear Solid. Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain. I can only imagine that the Phantom Pains are due to lack of decent underwiring. Because if you look at the screenshots of this, this is absolutely ridiculous. So it's a short trailer, so very, very brief clip, where a woman leaps from a helicopter, she hits the ground, disappears into thin air, reappears again, does some stuff with some soldiers. Have a look at the screenshots in the link that I've just put in there.
Hmm.
I have absolutely no idea how she can be expected to tactically do anything, yeah, without the constant fear of flopping out.
It's a good distraction, though, for the enemy soldiers.
That's not a distraction. And what's even better is, she can't even put on leggings that don't have rips all over them. So it's not like she's showing enough flesh as it is.
Hey,
she's
wearing a legitimate problem. That is a legitimate problem.
But conveniently, she's got, like, there's clusters of holes right near her crotch. I can't actually imagine what she's been doing, yeah, to cause friction holes of that size right near her crotch.
Some very big
climbing over walls.
This is like, if this isn't like, well, there's no fucking Lara Croft being big boobed and nude anymore, so we're just going to go for it. I honestly don't get it. And I'd seen the gameplay trailer from Gamescom of Metal Gear Solid 5, and it looked great. It looked like it was almost Assassin's Creed mixed with the Western
Solid?
Game. No, the Western
Spoon game.
No, the Western game. Western. How is Splinter Cell Western?
Oh, Red Dead Redemption.
Red Dead Redemption. Imagine somebody swanning into a saloon with night vision goggles on.
Yeah.
Give me a finger of whiskey, bitch. Yeah, and it looked really good. Yeah, the trailer, the gameplay of the game looked really good. And now they've just like thrown this in, which seems to really cheapen it for me. I don't know. Maybe I'm just being stupid, but... it's just ludicrous. It kind of works.
Really big moths in Japan to get some of those holes in their trousers.
Seriously, man, that's some serious. I reckon she just like missed and put her feet out the crotch or something. Anyway, yeah, so that's that. I mean, she's nude. I can't really complain too much of my bloke. She's basically naked. I'm probably going to be able to back her into corners and make stuff jiggle. So it's not all going to be bad. But
I need a male character I can fucking take advantage of. This is bull poopy.
It's just that I just it does pee me off games like this where you've got male characters that are reasonably well armored. You look at Solid Snake, fuck me, he's even armored one of his eyes. So the put in a woman now who's basically naked. She's so naked that she's got to put additional straps on to carry all of her gear. You can't help but think that if she just worn regular clothes, she could have used the pockets. Stupid. Anyway, sorry. Minor rant. Does somebody else want to take one of the other news stories, Lewis?
Apparently, Microsoft are buying Mojang. For those of you who don't know, Mojang is the are the creators of Minecraft and what was the name of the other game that they made?
I don't know, some kind of card thing.
Scrolls.
Not, I just call it not Minecraft.
Yeah.
I'm calling shenanigans on this one.
Are they gonna?
I think I'm gonna.
You're gonna be able to play it through games to Windows. Oh no, you're not. Was that shut down?
I don't. Well, a lot of people are getting really crazy about this, and I've got to be careful what I say because a lot of them are our fans. But I think a lot of people are getting a little bit over the top crazy about this. Microsoft have obviously got a decent reason for wanting to buy it, and that reason is not going to be to nerf it up the tits. Microsoft are already making money out of it because they take a cut of everything that happens to Xbox Live. They're obviously just thinking, well, maybe we need to get a bigger cut than this. So it's been leaked that it's they're looking to pay $2 billion for Mojang. This is an important thing. It's not Minecraft they're buying or they're trying to buy, supposedly. It's the whole of Mojang. Although, a little while ago, back in 2012, Notch, the guy that basically started, I think he solo coded the majority of Minecraft in the beginning, basically said, "We've got plenty of money. we don't need any more." But that was a little while ago, and this has been reasonably recent. So
we can always do a $2 billion. To be fair, no matter how much money, $2 billion extra is always good.
Yeah, you're not. You know, if you basically completed the game, you'd just be like, "I'm pretty much done. Yeah, let's get $2 billion. Job sorted." You know, I was just going to put some more horses in, but yeah. thoughts, everyone? Does anybody care?
I don't mind. Yeah.
Not particularly. Yeah. They're not gonna close it down. Not close it down, but they're not gonna sort of cut all that development because they would just, and all the potential for modding and other bits and pieces, because they'd be fucking shafting themselves.
Yeah. They're shooting themselves in the foot.
Yeah. I don't understand why people are getting kind of all up in arms about it, because they're buying Mojang. Then chances are most of the people that work for Mojang at the moment are going to stay working for Mojang. So
yeah.
This will all be about IP. This will all be about when they make a Minecraft 2 or Minecraft spin-offs or anything to do with the Minecraft IP. Or anything, or other things that Mojang are making. Mojang are massive, and I don't think being bought by Microsoft is going to make any difference to their appeal to everybody out there. But think of all the extra stuff that comes with Minecraft. I mean, Minecraft must be a reasonably small portion of the amount of money that they make. There's t-shirts, there's all kinds of stuff out there that's centered around Minecraft. There's Lego
Minecraft
now.
Lego.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All the the plush toys, the cardboard, like...
Yeah.
Buildables, I think you could get magnets.
Think of the brand new things that you could come out with if you had the money to put into a project like Minecraft's IP. You could make whatever the hell you wanted to make. So Microsoft's not a stupid idea. Somebody was going to try and buy them eventually. I'm not saying it's definitely happening, but I don't necessarily think it's going to be a bad thing if it does. Besides, let's face it, if it does happen, and Microsoft nerf everything and make it so that you can't mod it, somebody's just going to rip it off. And then we'll all mod it. We'll all mod the ripped off version. So it's not like enough people haven't fucking ripped it off already.
Let's have a Minecraft FPS. You can play as
Suicide Troopers. The real bad thing is if Microsoft suddenly decides to set its army of lawyers on the people who are making thousands and thousands of Minecraft clones.
Yeah.
Because that's something that hasn't really happened yet. So, verdict. Do we care? Lewis?
No.
Ross?
No.
L?
I'm sorry. What? No.
I additionally do not care. Ross, could you give us the next news story, please?
Atari are trying to reboot some games. I thought Atari had died a few years back.
I thought Atari had died as well.
I'm sure they went under.
I thought they were just keeping themselves alive with Atari branded gubbins, like headphones and iPhone
wallets
cases.
And things like that.
Yeah, t-shirts and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. This caught my eye specifically because they announced last month, I completely missed it, they're rebooting Alone in the Dark and Haunted House. Couldn't give a shit about Haunted House, but Alone in the Dark. The fact that they're actually managing to give this a shot, because let's face it, the last attempted reboot at Alone in the Dark was fucking awful. So fucking awful that it was the first game that got consigned to our Hall of Shame.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Is it not the only game that's in there at the moment?
No. There's a little nest of games that are in our Hall of Shame at the minute. I think we're going to be bringing that back soon. Possibly when they bring out the next Alone in the Dark game. But, yeah, so apparently there's a catalogue of over 220 IPs under Atari's belt. So I couldn't possibly think of about five of them.
Exactly. How many of them are actually good games that we want to see rebooted?
I've got absolutely no idea. Alone in the Dark is the one that I obviously know. I can't think of any others.
It's going to be called Alone in the Dark Illumination.
Illumination.
Doesn't that defeat the point of being alone in the dark?
I would have thought so.
This is fucking bullshit. It's just
Alone in the Dark, Illuminated Remains.
Who was the marketing person that decided that? They need...
Darkness.
I don't know, to do something else? Because that is shit.
It might change before the game comes out, considering I don't think they've even actually started any work on it yet. I think this is probably testing the water to see if people are interested. As we all know, the Alone in the Dark reboot that they tried a little while ago crashed and burnt because they tried to do something that was fundamentally
thick. Well, it gave you the option to skip to the end of the game if you wanted.
I know, but it's not just that. The reason that it gave the option to skip to the end of the game was because everything in between was bollocks.
Yeah, just do this. You'll enjoy it more.
Yeah, just skip to the end. I quite like the idea of when you came back to it, it did stuff like previously on Alone in the Dark and showed you clips of things that you'd done and choices that you'd make. And that was quite cool. Had a fairly nice idea for a physics engine and picking things up and setting fire to stuff and things like that. It had a bit of the game which basically was so infuriating that I had to throw the pad at my own face to stop the pain that was being inserted into my eyes, and that was the taxi driving part. Looks quite interesting. The story that I posted there has got a screenshot of the original Alone in the Dark, which was one of the things that made me smile massively.
Is that what that is?
That is a screenshot of the original Alone in the Dark. I don't know what that was on, but when I played it on the 3DO. Wow. I don't know if anybody else here knows what a 3DO
You're
is.
You're the person that owned a 3DO then.
No, I was the person who went round to my mate's house who owned a 3DO. that's why I played the original Alone in the Dark on. It was an amazing game. So that's that. Again, I'm not entirely sure that we're bothered. I have absolutely no idea what other IPs they've got rocking out. Were they Bubble Bobble? Was that Atari? Because I could really look forward to
it. If it was, they were good. I enjoyed that game as an arcade game.
Capcom type game.
Oh, it could have been. Yeah, it could have been. I've got absolutely no fucking idea. Okay. Moving swiftly backwards, who hasn't done a new story? Elle, you haven't done a new
Me!
Story.
Me! Basically, another thing that crashed and burned was the Xbox One in Japan. Japan says, get the fuck out, because we don't want you here.
Hardly surprising, though. 360 crashed and burned in Japan as well.
I still think it's because the Japanese didn't understand the name. I want to buy I don't want to buy the Xbox 3 or like the 720. Why would I want to buy the original one? That doesn't make any sense.
It's 359 worse than the last one.
So does anybody want to read out my comment that I put on there?
No, because
it makes
I'm not
more
a racist.
For me to do. Okay, fine. I won't say it.
What?
God damn. One,
you said Xbox One is not slanty enough.
I'm just saying, the PS4 has done a lot better.
It's very angular.
It is very angular.
Yeah, exactly. But the PS4 is
not slanty. Enough.
I'm just saying. Anyway, according to the Japanese game mag Famitsu, Microsoft's game console sold just 23,562 units during its first 4 days on the market, which is September 4th to 7th. Apparently, in contrast with the Japanese Xbox 360 launch back in December 2005, that sold 62,135 units in half as many days. Or the original Xbox sold 123,929 units. Very specific. It's been steadily doing a shitload worse. Sony's PlayStation 4 sold 322,000 units in the first 2 days on the market. So Microsoft has not broken Japan.
No, they never really have, even the original Xbox.
They did a lot better.
Yeah, but even that's not an impressive figure, is it?
No, it isn't really, to be honest.
Try harder.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's much importing that goes on in Japan. Everybody always talks about importing Japanese games over here. I wonder if they just kind of go, why the fuck are we not waiting? all those bloody Europeans and Americans have had the Xbox for ages. I'm just going to import it in.
I don't think they care. Microsoft was seen very much as a Western company, aren't they?
Yeah.
Whereas Sony and Nintendo are very much Eastern companies.
They're racist.
It's geographic.
They are, aren't they? Completely racist. You can catch me doing that kind of shit.
You certainly won't, so I didn't know. That's why.
Liar.
Pong. Pong. Atari had Pong.
Good news for the Titanfall people, though. They sold 23,000 Xboxes and they sold 22,000 copies of Titanfall, so.
I can't help but think that it was bundled.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that shit was bundled.
Dead Rising sold 7,000 and Kinect Sport Rivals depressingly sold 14,000 copies.
Again, probably, but more than likely bundled. Yeah. Well, there we go. And that's another thing that we don't really care about. I don't even really know why we do the news anymore. No. Because we're just. So when we do manage to find news, we just can't bring ourselves to give a shit? Or is that just me? Is that just me? There's nothing really exciting that's come out for ages. So far, we've spoken about a new Metal Gear game, and the only reason that we're speaking about it is boobs in. We're talking about a games company that went bump basically for a reason, who are trying to bring shit back. We're talking about Xbox doing poorly in a country that we've never paid any attention to whatsoever, and the same company buying something that probably isn't going to happen. Great news, everybody! Sorry about that.
You know, Atari owned the IP to Civ 2. Wow. Test of Time.
Did they?
Hmm. They actually own quite a lot of games when you look at the list of them. Centipede, Asteroids.
Yeah, Asteroids. I can really see a HD
Hubert. iRobot.
iRobot, that was a movie, wasn't it?
Pong, Breakout, Kroll.
All the best in games that were on your mobile phone.
Micro Machines.
There you go. I thought that was Codemasters.
That was on back on Mega Drive, yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was Codemasters.
Maybe they bought the OP after it was successful and did the fuck with it.
Stupid shit. Atari, nicking everything. Right, okay, I think that's it. You're just going to keep yelling at games now, are you? Right, that's it. That's the beginning of the news. I don't really understand what's happening anymore.
Almost.
We've swept right into the beginning of the news, and now we're going to begin the news and go into a break. Are we? Not really. We're going to have a break. Before the break, we won't be back. We will be gone with
Superman.
We can't do this again. We're going to do. Oh, for fuck's sake! Right, anyway, look, we're going to be back in a minute.
Excellent adventure.
Jesus Christ! We're going to be back in a minute with what we have been doing this week, which I think is probably going to be the end of the podcast.
Yeah.
What we did this week. What we haven't done this. God.
Oh God! Ah. Okay. The universe.
I'm going to have been back in a minute. Bye!
Did you see the latest Nintendo newsletter?
Whoa, nice graphics! I'd like to get my hands on that game.
You mean you haven't played it yet? We can play it on my Nintendo Entertainment System. It's The Legend of Zelda, and it's really rad. Those creatures from Ganon are pretty bad. Octoroks, Tektites, Leavers, too. But with your help, our hero pulls through. Yeah, go Link. Yeah, get Zelda. Awesome. Intense.
A Nintendo Entertainment System. Your parents help you hook it up.
This is what we've been doing. What we've been doing this week? Have we been having fun? Has there been exciting things happening in your lives this week? Have you been dribbling/oozing excitement?
All of those things.
I've been dribbling and oozing this week. Okay, show of vocal cords. Who would like to tell us what you've been doing first? Okay. I think that was L. L?
What?
Lewis, what have you been doing this week?
Destiny. That's pretty much it.
Destiny. Amaze balls or just Amaze?
Just Amaze at the moment.
Okay. All right.
Bit grindy, but it's still pretty good. It looks really nice. It plays really nice. Sounds really nice. Did I say it looks really nice?
Because, I mean, is it overwhelming the amount of people that are on there, or is it so filtered that you can't really tell that so many people playing it?
It's so filtered that you can't tell.
Because this thing has been sold. It's been selling so fast that it's been, like, faster than hotcakes that are vended from Jessica Alba's skirt. This has been selling like craziness.
Yeah, there's just... You can't tell. In the social areas, which is like a no-fighting area, there are loads of other people in there, but you can't, like, you don't have to do anything with them. The only real annoyance is getting, like, random messages or friend requests from people who are slightly lower levels than you, going, oh, I need some help with this mission, can you help? And I'm like, no.
No, I fucking can't. I always equate that to if you're in a store or something and you're walking around and like a 14-year-old walks up to you and asks you to buy cigarettes.
Yeah.
No, fucking level up yourself, bitch.
Level up.
Yeah, level pretty up much. Life. So, or I'll go and help them and then be like, follow me down into this dark dungeon.
Whoops, I logged off.
Yeah, pretty much, because there are like dungeons with, or not dungeons, there are like lairs with, they just equate them to question mark levels, because you can see the levels of each of the guys that you're fighting. And these have just got question marks, and they're so stupidly overpowered or higher level that you just get shafted with like one hit, and that's it, you're dead. So, because there's no friendly fire's being disabled, so you can't kill anyone, which is a bit shit. But yeah.
Being disabled or just isn't there?
It's just not. There just isn't the option for it. You can't shoot or kill other players.
Oh. See, that's fine. That's okay, because the whole point is you're supposed to team together, isn't it?
Yeah, but like one of the things in it is you can the interaction buttons on the D-pad is you can dance. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but it's annoying as hell. Yeah, it's annoying as hell. And people just come up and you get this little thing saying, this player has danced with this player. It's just like, go away! I don't want to dance. I want to go and shoot things in the face.
It's like you've never played an MMO before. Seriously, like 90% of most MMOs that I've played are dancing. In fact, I played early on, before MMOs became World of Warcraft. There wasn't even a slash dance option, so people used to make it up.
Oh my god.
There were slash commands in a game called Ragnarok Online that I played years and years and years ago.
There were slash commands that
made your head turn left and right. So you could do like slash H right or slash H left and stuff like that. People bound them to keys and then you bound the sit down, stand up button and then bound like spin your character. So people would literally doing the electric boogaloo by just like smacking all of these keys, shaking their head, turning round. And they had a sign above their head that said, we'll dance for Zenny. Zenny was a currency in the game. So you'd have a load of newbies in the starting areas going, dance for Zenny, shimmy, shimmy.
Yeah,
that's the fucking dedication that we had to go to before they put slash dance in. So you should fucking appreciate the slash dance. You should be more appreciative of the things that you have that we never had. This is an MMO.
Sorry,
all round.
Yeah, your forefathers worked for this.
Yeah, exactly.
Forefathers worked for this.
I fought in Ragnarok Online so that you could appreciate the dancing in Destiny. No, this is a massive amount of interaction in MMOs is not pertaining to the actual gameplay at all. And that's one of the reasons that I really like MMOs, because there's loads of just chatting to people, talking to people, doing crazy things that don't actually gain you anything. I think I played Lineage 2 at one point with my guild, and I didn't even realize that I was doing it, but I must have spent 2 hours in the game running around the main city in a circle. I literally was doing nothing. I could have opened a shop. I could have been selling stuff. I literally, for 2 hours, I did absolutely nothing because I was talking to people. And at the end of it, I was like, oh, fuck me. I've done nothing. I've just sat on my computer for 2 hours and I've done absolutely fucking nothing. That's what the appeal of MMOs is to me, getting involved with other people and kind of having fun with it, regardless of what you're actually doing in the game. So dance is cool.
Damn it.
Yeah, there you go.
I'd rather it be disabled, and I also don't particularly... I don't play with other players, so I just carry on and do my own thing. People are like, oh, help, revive me. Nope.
Are you on fire?
No.
Sorry, peasants. Don't need to pee right now.
No, that's fine, but that's another thing that's great about MMOs. If you want to just play on your own, you just go ahead. Bit of a weird game to play on your own, but still.
But it doesn't have that kind of massive MMO. It doesn't force you into an MMO mode. So like you say, if you want to play it by yourself, you can play by yourself, and that's fine. Because I played the beta with some other people, and I quite enjoyed playing some of the missions with a couple of the other guys that I play PS3 with. And actually, because it doesn't ramp the difficulty up too much that you need really good players to be playing with. It's just enough for you to be able to play online and enjoy it. So, yeah, I'm going to jump on with Drew and Stuart. Hopefully get some friendly multiplayer on the go. Not
friendly multiplayer, as opposed to regular multiplayer with you.
Pretty much.
The key to a good MMO, in my opinion, is the ability to play with players of all skills throughout the game.
Yeah.
So, World of Warcraft certainly, but other MMOs suffer from the same thing. They usually get to a point where...
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
To progress and get good stuff, you can't play with some of the people that you started playing the game with, because even though they're great fun and you have a really good time with them, they just don't seem to pick the game up at the speed of the other people that are there. So you end up in a situation where the people that you enjoy playing with, you can't play with to get the really good stuff, which I really don't like. And you end up having to go find other people who are kind of maybe better at it, quicker on the draw, better with their skills, or have built their character better. I like games where you can just keep playing with whoever the hell you want and still achieve things and still feel like you're getting somewhere.
To be fair, that's usually me, the one that doesn't, because having, I mean, as you guys are aware, like playing first person shooters, I'm not a snapshot, not a crack shot, snapshot, whatever it is. I'm not a very good shot. Normally it's just spray and pray and hope that I've hit whatever I was aiming at. But so with this, like I end up then becoming kind of like a support character. Even in like Team Fortress 2, I would always pick a support character, so the engineer or the medic, because there's no real focus on having a good shot. So in this, if someone dies, I can run out and revive them.
Exactly.
You can run out and revive them, or you can use like grenades or some of the abilities that you've got. Not to because I haven't unlocked the more support side of it, so you can do like big moves that kind of take out loads of different characters or loads of different enemies at the same time. So, I mean, that works quite well when I was playing it on the beta with other people. So.
Yeah, if you're playing in a group, everyone needs that support character, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No, I appreciate that completely. So it's...
That's what I normally have as well, to be honest.
I think that's why I prefer games like this over games like Call of Duty, for instance, because pretty much everyone is an assault character.
So. Yeah. Yeah, no, I love stuff like this. And the great thing, again, with MMOs, but with Team Fortress and other games like that as well, there's a place for everybody.
Mm.
And you don't feel like you're enjoying yourself if you're doing something that you feel like you're doing poorly at. You feel like you're letting your team down, you're not doing very well, so you switch to something else. I don't quite like the idea that the support classes are entirely made up of people who are too shit to play the other classes. that's maybe a little bit scary, but no, I completely understand. And sometimes it's much nicer to sit. I play support classes as well. And it's nice to just sit back and just go for it. I tend to solo with an assault class, and then I'll switch to a support class role when I'm with people and when I'm playing with people. Either tank or healer or something that's going to... Because people don't see a tank as a support class, but it is. That's exactly... It's the healers... Fire. Yeah, the healers heal people when they take damage. The tanks stop people from taking damage in the first place. Yeah. So, no, I love all of that stuff. It does look good. I must admit, I'm a little bit surprised at the uptake. I knew it was going to be a big game, but I didn't realise... This is one of these times where I think I'm going to be wrong. I don't think I said it out loud, so maybe I'm okay, but I didn't think it was going to be as massive.
The problem is look at games like Titanfall. That had a massive hype behind it, and who still plays it?
Yeah, well, a lot of people do still play it. I think it's big in the competitive gaming side of things.
Yeah, fair enough.
But yeah, no, I know what you mean. The thing, because it's an MMO, hopefully it's going to hook people in, and there's going to be even more stuff coming out. It depends whether they go down the road of constant updates and bringing out new content for people to play for free, or whether they're going to be using a season pass style.
It is a season pass.
Has it been expanded much from the beta, or is it still like what you played then is what you've got now?
I don't know if anyone saw it on Twitter, but I was bored as balls playing. Because I played the beta through twice with two different character classes. Yes. So I'd already played the first five or six missions through quite extensively with other people and on my own. So to then get the full release, and I was just like, well, I've already done all this like at least two or three times now. So, that's more a fault of me than the actual game itself. So, once you get past that and you do some of the patrol stuff, some of the like bounties and unlockables, it is quite not different, but it's progressed a lot more from the beta.
There's enough varied content there to make it different enough and make you excited about the other stuff that's there.
What are these moon mission things? Because I've heard that's where the real fun is, apparently.
Moon missions?
Yeah, I might be talking... Yeah.
Basically, the moon in the game is just another part of the map. That said, I haven't done a lot of the other stuff in other areas. So, like, the main area that you start off in is the Cosmodrome. Yeah. It's like it is Russia.
Oh, right.
It's the last surviving city on planet Earth. And you can then go around, as I said, do the patrol missions, find secret areas, basically just take out guys willy-nilly. Mm. And it, like,
take
just
out guys willy?
Willy-nilly.
And nillies.
It's just the free run mode. So you've also got that then on the moon, in Venus, or on Venus rather. There's an area called the Reef that I've not explored yet, and Mars again I haven't explored yet. So plenty to do. And again, the thing is they're saying once you hit, there's this soft level cap of 20, and then once you hit level 20, that's when it supposedly opens up.
Yeah.
So you can you have to do a lot of grinding basically to unlock the better items, to then be able to go and do the stuff that comes out in the season pass, which I add is 35 quid.
Now I've got to be honest, I'm not too worried about that. Because just jumping back to the whole, there's no monthly payment. Console gamers won't be used to this anyway, because almost no MMOs come out on consoles. And when they do, the uptake is actually quite small. So console gamers aren't used to paying a monthly subscription. And the guys that made Destiny knew that wasn't going to work, so they didn't even attempt it. So instead, they've taken a more Guild Wars style approach, where you just buy it once. There is no recurring fee. So what they've got to try and do is make enough money from the initial sales of the game, from the box sales of the game, to keep all their servers running, to keep the dev team patching things and making sure that all the bugs and balance issues are sorted out, while simultaneously bringing out something else that they can then charge for. Now, yeah. The Season Pass thing is a whole new thing, because Guild Wars and other games that have done this model in the past have not used a Season Pass. I think that aspect of it might be a little risky, but Season Passes seem to be like the whole fucking flapping your thing at the moment, so why the fuck not? Everybody else is doing it. All the cool kids have got Season Passes, so why the fuck not?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like buying the premium packs for games like Call of Duty and Battlefield and stuff like that. Yeah. So you're effectively buying another game to get that additional content for the next year or so. Because the first DLC pack's due out in December, and then they've got, I think, four or five more lined up for next year. So,
which can you retrospectively buy a season pass?
Yeah, I think so. You could on Borderlands. You could buy it whenever you want.
So if two updates had already come out, and you've seen videos of them, or you'd seen people playing them, and you think, do you know what, I actually quite like those, but I'm not going to bother buying them individually. Can you just buy the season pass and get them both?
Yeah, yeah. And then you get all of the updates that are due out as well. So, now, for instance, like Ross just said, with Borderlands and Borderlands 2, you can still buy a season pass for Borderlands 2 to get all the additional content. So you just download it all in one hit.
Yeah. See, that's a better idea. The reason I wasn't keen on the ideas of season passes originally was I felt like you were buying into something you didn't even know if you were going to be interested in this game in a couple of months' time when the new expansion comes out. So I quite like the idea of being able to. It's almost just like a bundle. It's almost like buying the Game of the Year edition. So you can see other people playing it. Your mates have bought it. They're saying it's really good. So you just go, okay, fine, I'm going to pay for this expansion. It's no different to. I mean, God, we always used to have expansions. I remember Quake. Yeah. There were like three expansions to that game, and I paid for every fucking single one of them. Yeah. So it's no different, and we didn't have season passes back then because, you know, we weren't cool. But it's no different to what people used to do. So I'm okay with this. It's fine, and they've got to make money somehow. If they're going to be expected to keep this the MMO element of this alive, keep expanding it, keep changing it, balance changes, and all the rest of it, they need to get their money from somewhere. And console gamers will not pay a monthly subscription. It's just not going to happen.
No. I mean, the only reason I haven't rushed out to buy the season pass yet is because I've fallen foul of that twice now. When I bought Arkham Origins, I bought the season pass and traded it in before the first season, the first DLC had even been released. And what was the other one? Oh, Assassin's Creed, where they only actually released one additional bundle, or one lot of DLC that was actually worth anything, a story, and that was shit as well. So, and then they went and released it as a standalone game anyway. So,
There you go.
Yeah,
right. That's everything that Lucy's been doing this week.
Just quickly before we move on,
not everything that Lucy's been doing. This week.
It's one little bit of news that I've just remembered. The Expo talk has jogged my memory. Okay. Games Expo Scotland. I don't know if any of you have heard of this.
Nope.
It was Games Expo in Scotland, Edinburgh. The weekend after Eurogamer, it's been cancelled, unfortunately.
Oh, really?
I bought my tickets. I bought my train ticket up to Edinburgh, and they cancelled it.
For what reason?
I'll just read out the quick statement that they put out on Facebook yesterday. Dear all, we are extremely disappointed to announce that Game Expo Scotland 2014 is cancelled. We have been doing everything in our power to make the event happen. However, the ticket price would not represent the value of the expo we could provide. In short, the companies we have been speaking with for months have not committed, and the content of the expo would be very limited to justify an expo we have been marketing. So that's companies like Game, the Dead Island people, Deep Silver, and whoever else, I'm not sure. We apologise for the very late notice. However, we do appreciate all the support from our Facebook and Twitter followers. This is the last thing we wanted to do. All tickets will be refunded for those who have purchased so far. The kind of key indicator for me that it was going downhill was that they'd moved from the Edinburgh International somewhere or other to the Corn Exchange, which is a venue that is actually about half the size of the original venue.
Yeah.
So
it must be heartbreaking for the people that were organising it. I mean, that's really bad.
Yeah. I'm pretty gutted because I was quite looking forward to going. I mean, when I know a lot of the guys that do some of the other games podcasts and stuff up in Scotland. And I was really looking forward to going. All right, it was going to be on my own. I was going to kind of loosely cover it for us. But it is pretty gutting. On the upside, there is a group called Stick Twiddlers. I don't know if you guys know them. They're an Edinburgh-based games website. They're trying to arrange something. They were basically holding the after party for the expo. And they're going to try and arrange something for anyone who is still... like if they've got train tickets to make it worthwhile going.
And anybody who has like had an email for the, like, how bad would it be if you didn't get updated and you just turned up?
To be honest, I didn't realize until someone sent me a message on Twitter, and linked me to the Facebook page, and I've still not had an email from them. So I'm a little bit annoyed that there's been no formal email, just this Facebook post. But
if there's not a formal email that goes out, I guarantee you there's going to be a group of people that turn up expecting the expo to be there on the day, and it's not there.
Yep.
Okay.
Back in Scotland, first you back out of the UK, and now you're backing out of this fucking thing. Fucking commit, man. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. And you tell me off of fucking slanty jokes, right? Is that everything now, Lewis? Are we done?
Yeah, I'm all done now. Sorry.
Okay. Cool. No, that's all good. It's not all good. That's a real shame, actually. It makes me feel extra sad in my face, but never mind. Right, so we're going to hopefully cheer ourselves up with some of what Ross has been doing this week.
I've been playing the new Minecraft update, 1.8.
Ooh, I can check this out. Hit Ross with the Minecraft update before me.
Yeah, pretty good. I've just been playing with the slime blocks, basically. Building a massive hole, putting them at the bottom, and then just jumping onto them and bouncing around. Great fun.
So what? Basically, what you're saying is you've been making a Minecraft trampoline.
Yes, basically.
Bouncy castle.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, but yeah, it's good fun. There's quite a lot of new updates. There's a load of stuff added into it, which makes it a lot more fun. You can actually get some food from the sheep now, which is good.
Okay.
Yeah. Lovely bit of mutton.
I always modded it, so you got a little bit of lamb and mutton from the sheep.
Yeah, you get them now. So that's good, and I've been taking advantage of the EA Access thing that I'm a member of on Xbox One, and I got a discounted price for Madden 15, so downloaded that, my first digital download game on a console.
So that wasn't free as part of it, but you got a discount for it because you've got EA Access, is that right?
Yes.
And how much was the discount? How much did you get off?
10%. But I got the bundle edition, so I get loads of Ultimate Team card packs and things like that for less than £50. And on Amazon, it was £48, so I paid a pound extra, basically, for all the extra stuff.
So you paid £49. You would have paid, what, £55 for that?
For the bundle edition, yeah, £60 it is.
£60. So you saved £11, in effect?
Yes. For my £3.99
So that's effectively paid for nearly three months of the EA Access?
Yes. And also, 6 days before the game is released, the game becomes available to play for a 6-hour time limit. So you can play it at a...
Why 6-hour time limit?
I'm not sure, but you can play it whenever you want, obviously, but it gives you updates saying you've only got 3 hours left. Why not pre-purchase the game now? And things like that.
Oh, right. I see.
But they've added Need for Speed The Rivals as well, so I've downloaded that. Free game. Full game as well. Pretty good.
I'm pretty sure I played that. It's kind of.
I don't really like driving games, but it's a free game, so fuck it.
I have just cancelled my PS Plus account.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I realised I wasn't fucking playing it. Well, for starters, I just came back, as you guys know, but probably nobody else knows. I've just come back from a week away on business, and I get back, and the kids have broken the PlayStation. So I have no PlayStation. Unfortunately, as much as I really wanted to, I never play on my Vita. I actually spent a weekend forcing myself to play on the Vita. I said, I'm not going to play anything else. I'm going to play on the Vita. I got to Saturday evening and I said, I just can't do this anymore. I'm doing this for the sake of doing it. This makes absolutely no sense. So I've just not used it. It's a real shame, but I thought to myself, I'm paying this $11.99 per 3 months for a load of free games I'm never going to play. Yeah. So yep, that's been cancelled.
How did they break your PlayStation?
I don't know. I assume some kind of food.
Something has been inserted.
Oh no, God, well, I'm pretty sure that the disc drive was fucked a long time ago because I found all kinds of weird shit in there. But no, the HDMI, or something's happened. Basically, you turn it on and I can hear the audio in the background.
Right.
But I can't see anything.
Issues.
And I can move like the cursor around. I can hear it going click, click, click. I'm like, no, I can't fucking see anything. Yeah, and I've tried taking it apart and all kinds of stuff. Can't fucking fix it. So, fucking kids, don't have it. Get a dog.
Fair enough.
Or a cat.
But yeah, I recommend EA Access for anyone that wants to play EA games, really. It's good value.
Fair enough.
Good. All right, nice guy EA as well.
Exactly, makes a change, doesn't it?
There you go, nice guy EA. What we're gonna become the first podcast that is friends, like really good friends with EA, and hopefully get loads of free stuff. There you go, we're gonna say really nice things about him from now on. Maybe Elle isn't. Okay. Elle is not allowed to have any contact with EA from now on. Elle, what have you been doing this week?
I have played a lot of the Impossible game, which is really frustrating. It's fucking difficult.
Oh, it's called the Impossible Game.
Yeah, I know, but
it's so it's difficult. Some may say it's impossible.
Yeah, but
were you stroking your chin when you said that?
I was indeed. My beard.
I've been playing it on my commute into work, and it's easier if you turn the music off. I'm just saying, you know, okay. Just this, for you.
Is this the one that just like pops up and says, "Don't push your red button"?
No. Oh, okay. This one's like you're a little square, and it's a side-scrolling game, and you have to jump over the triangles and jump onto the boxes, but you've got to avoid like certain parts of the floor. Fucking hell! Like,
okay.
What the fuck? Triple spikes was bad enough. What the fuck? Like, this is just insane. Like, it's insane. Who made this? Like, why? Why did you make this? Yeah, yeah, they are a sadist, because this is fucking... It's basically going to shorten my phone's life considerably if I don't win soon. Yeah. Oh, my God. But the music's really good.
So this is as hard as, would you say, Ninja Gaiden?
Just don't play it if you've got okay. Like, high blood pressure, you know.
Have you played Ninja Gaiden?
No.
Okay. As hard as Demon's Souls?
This is bullshit. Like, this is just bullshit.
You can't compare it.
Demon's Souls, fine. Yeah, that's fine. This is bullshit.
Okay, fine. Is it one of those games that is just hard for stupid reasons in stupid places for no, like, sensible...
Well, no, because it's like you can completely do this game. Like, you can complete the level. It's just
stupid.
The music is kind of not at the same rate as the things you got to jump past. So you like get into the music, and then you'll start like doing it to the beat, and you're just like, oh fuck's sake, triple fucking spikes! Oh man.
I don't want to talk about this anymore. I'm getting a little bit worried that she's extra angry.
Jesus. And then, like, there's certain ones where you've got to... Basically, you can hold down the jump button, and sometimes you have to go through, like, these little gaps, and if you hold down the button, you die. That is fucking stressful. Yeah, I know. I'm just like, I'm jumping to go through the little jumpy bit. No. No, Al, you can't do that, you stupid bitch. You just gotta tap the jump button. And I'm like, oh, fuck's sake. And then I'll get, like, really into it, and I'll fucking die, like, all the time. Like, I'll just start it up, and it's like, oh, you're dead now. But I just wanted to get... And then when you, like, have no care in your body, like, yeah, I'll just fucking play this game. Then you get, like... a billion T-minutes into it, and you're like, yeah. How the fuck did I do this? And then you'll start to care, because it'll give you, like, just that little hint, like, oh, you could possibly complete the level, and then you die. So, yeah, so, I've been having... It's fun.
So, basically, you fuck up for ages, and then after a while, you realise you've been doing it for a really long time, and then you think, well, actually, I should really be invested in this now.
Yeah.
It's just like having kids.
It is like having kids.
It's exactly like having kids.
I want it to be over now.
Like... Yeah, well, exactly. This is, I was like, you're drawing parodies to this that are just exactly parallel.
Move out now,
Oh God, get out!
Yeah, you're gonna get your phone can move out, go to college. Right, okay. Anything else you've been playing?
Five Nights at Freddy's, which is a horror game.
Oh, okay. Good horror game. Rubbish horror game.
It's jump scares are never particularly my cup of tea. However, that being said, there are aspects of this game that I quite enjoy.
Okay.
So basically, you're a new security guard at this pizza place, and there are like animatronic animals, which are like the pizza place's mascots.
Sounds terrifying.
Okay. Basically, you're sat in this little booth, and there are two like doorways, but they're completely dark. Yeah, two completely dark doorways, like to your left and to your right, and you just sat there. And on the first night, you kind of like you're being talked to by the person that you know you're kind of taking over from or whatever. Yeah. And they're just like, yeah, they kind of wander around at night, you know. We just leave them in free roam mode, but don't let them see you though, because they'll think that you're an animatronic thingy too, and they'll think like you're not out of the suit, and they'll just try and shove you in a suit. But there's not enough room for a human being in there, so that would be bad. And you're just kind of like, okay.
I'd be like, right, I'm going to go work at McDonald's.
And then...
this makes no sense.
This is really cool, because you get like this little like screen, and you can like watch certain cameras. So you kind of, you look at it and you're like, oh yeah, all four of them are there, that's fine. And you'll kind of like hear something, you'd be like, oh, I'm just going to check the thingy. And, like, one of them's moved, and you're just like, ah, shit, I've got to go find those. So each night, like, things get like progressively like harder and more scary. I got to a bit where there were two of them like right outside on either side. I was like, this is fucking bullshit. So I had like both the doors closed, and you've got like a certain amount of power to last the night. Shutting both doors just fucking drains your power. And I was sat there like, I'm just going to die. Oh, well.
Wait. Shutting doors drains power.
Yeah, shutting doors drains power. Turning the lights on for the doorways drains power. What also drains power is looking at the fucking cameras. Like, that's bullshit.
Do they not have a mains connection at this pizza place?
Yeah, I know. It's fucking awful. But it kind of makes you stressed, because you're like, oh, shit, I need to conserve energy. I can't shut the doors all the time, because, you know, that was my genius plan, but my genius plan was ruined. And basically, there's this one like animatronic thingy which is like hidden behind curtains, and like when the person's like talking to you about it, it's like, yeah, you got to keep your eye on that one a lot. It's like really, really fucking fast. But the thing is, he doesn't like to be watched, so you'll kind of be like, okay, and you'll like have a look at the room he's talking about, and there's this like really creepy like curtain, blue curtain with like stars on it, and then like if you leave it for ages or like a little while, it'll kind of like open the curtain. You can see like its eyes. It has such crazy eyes, and like its teeth is just like, hey there, I need to see a dentist. I filed these down myself, you know. But it's just so fucking fast. Like, it's just fucking bullshit. You'll be sat there like mind your own business, making sure like the duck thing doesn't eat your face, and making sure the bear one doesn't eat your face. Or the rabbit one, I don't give a shit. And then suddenly you hear this like ding 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 ding, ding, this fucking train wrecking down one of the fucking alleys towards you. You're like, oh, fuck this bullshit. I got caught out once where I was just kind of, this is where like, this was like my first go where I had like the two of them coming at me, like really annoyingly. And what happened was, like, both of them started walking back, and I was like, fuck yeah, I can, like, release the doors now, and I'll be fine. So I released one door, because one of them had started walking away from me, and then another one had started to walk towards me, so, like, I closed that door, and went back to looking at the camera, just to make sure that he would fuck off. And then the fucking yellow duck thing just suddenly turns around and goes, yeah, I fancy taste in her face. And, like, I was looking around for it, and I'm like, I can't fucking find it anywhere. Like, I can't see it. So I'm just fucking frantically flicking between fucking cameras. Like, surely this bitch is around here somewhere. And then I went to release the screen, because I was like, oh, Albert, it's fucking just going to be stood in the doorway, isn't it? And it ate my face. So, yeah.
Right. I'm playing this.
It's pretty good.
I don't know where you get these games.
I'm fucking playing this. I've never heard of this before in my life. I've just been looking, while you've been talking about it, I've been looking at screenshots and videos. And I have to play this game. It looks like so stupid that it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, it is so stupid. It is amazing.
I'd like us at Eurogamer, if we're not too drunk, to record ourselves playing some horror games. Me, you and Lewis playing horror games would be amazing. I'm not sure the other people in the hotel would be so impressed, but I think it would be fucking brilliant. Okay, good. So those are the games you've been playing this week?
Yeah.
Right, I'm getting that Freddy game, because I think that sounds like fucking amazing. Right, so this week, I have not been playing Assassin's Creed 4. Yeah. And I'll fucking tell you why. I saw that other pirate game, and I was just like, I never completed Assassin's Creed Black Flag. I never completed it. But there was a good reason that I never completed this game. I got to a certain point where you're going to Africa in the game, and you start, you sell your boat. I'm so fucking nautical. You sell your boat towards like the coast of Africa, and some shit turns up, and it's just like, blow up the shit. I'm just like, cool, I'm going to blow up the shit. So you start blowing up the shit, and then you go a bit closer, and the game crashes. And it doesn't even like crash, it just closes, just goes away. Like, what the fuck is this bollocks? And that was months and months ago, a year ago, whenever it was I was playing it. So now I'm just like, I'll reinstall it. So it's an entire reinstall of the game, a full re-download of the game. It's Origin, so, or whatever it is. No, it's not Origin. It's
Uplay.
So it had cloud saved my save game. So it downloads my save game. Everything's good. Off I go. Fucking crashes in the exact same spot. It's my fucking save game. So it's not like the game's glitched and it can be patched or anything like that. My fucking save game is shot to shit. So there's nothing I can do about it. I'm not starting it again. So proper quite angry about that. Couldn't play that. I really wanted to complete that game, but there's just nothing I can do about it. And I don't want to start again. I'm too far in. So pretty fucking annoying. I've gone back to Diablo 3 for a little while because I've started the new ladders. Ooh. If anybody knows or cares about ladders. The crack with ladders is everybody's, you know, quite far. People have been playing this game for quite a while now. So everybody's got high level characters. And when you start a new character, there's a tendency to just kind of go, well, I've got a really high level character, so I'm just going to pass all this really good stuff down to this new character. And you don't really play the game so much as fucking rape through it really, really quick. So what they've done is they've opened up the ladders, and you effectively, you create a ladder character, and it is like in a different pot, a different server almost. It can't interact with any of your other characters or any of your friends' characters. The only way that your friends' characters can interact with it is if they also make a ladder character. So it's effectively like starting all again, but without fucking... But there's a point. There's a point to it. The point is, there's better shit to be found. So you can find loads of better shit in the ladder, and then eventually, when the season finishes, they merge the ladder characters with the regular characters. So then you can share out all this really good shit that you found while you're playing this special character. So there you go. Nobody cares.
You guys play such complicated games.
No, I just play games with balls.
Throwing and catching.
Maybe the way I describe it is shit.
I've played a game where you throw and catch a ball, and I've been bouncing on green slime this week.
Okay, good. Hey, that would have been way quicker if you had just said that. So anyway, I've been doing a bit of that, a bit of Diablo. I still like that game. It's still really, really enjoyable. I've also been playing... I remember the other week, I said I was talking about Robocraft. And actually, quite a few people have messaged me now about this, saying, oh, Robocraft, I've heard about this, but I've never played it. So I think a couple of people have been giving it a go. Love Robocraft, and I made the comparison to World of Tanks. Now, I'd actually never played World of Tanks. I just knew kind of a little bit about it. Somebody that I work with said, well, let's give World of Tanks a crack, because on our lunch break we play some games. And so we've gone and played World of Tanks. Now, this guy that I work with is fucking ridiculous. Like, knowledge-wise, is fucking ridiculous. So I'll be driving along, and I don't know what the fuck it is, some kind of tank. So I'm driving along, and I just get blown the fuck up. So I just have no idea what's going on. And it's like, at least in Robocraft, you can see it coming, and people are like, pew, pew, lasers, and you can see where the lasers are coming from. There is no fucking convenient trail to these tank shells, right? It's just boom. So I'm just fucking moseying along, and I just explode. But then the guy that I work with, I'm just like, oh fuck me, I don't know what that was. And he just goes, It sounded like a T-85 German. Oh, and I'm like, what? And he goes, yeah, yeah, the muzzle velocity and everything's about right. And I'm just like, what the fuck are you talking about? I got blown up by a tank. He knows everything. Seriously, he sees the front end of one of these tanks, like, slightly pop out from behind a building. And he's just like, nah, fuck that, that's a Panzer. I'm not going anywhere near that. And I'm just like, how do you know? How do you know these things? I can't play this game, apparently, because I have absolutely no historical knowledge of tanks whatsoever. I just want to blow shit up.
That shouldn't be a prerequisite. To having to play a game.
It's not really.
You,
rubbish,
shouldn't need a
dictionary.
A dictionary.
Of
I was going to say you shouldn't need a degree in like
tankology,
no, military warfare.
Don't need to, but I tell you what.
Yes, the lesser spotted tank.
Here we see the mating ritual of the Sherman and the Panzer. I don't know why they make noises like that. but yeah, no, but it helps him. He knows exactly what range he needs to be at. He even knows, because some of the tanks don't have, like, a rotating turret. Or if they do, it rotates really slowly. So he'll go to fight one of them, and he'll be like, well, I know that the armor on this tank is really weak on the sides. So he basically just races around the side, knowing full well that the turret isn't quick enough to turn to track him, and just, like, shoots it on the move. And I'm just like, how? I would not have known that. But there's so many different tanks in this game, and they all work completely differently, and you level up through them and kind of upgrade them with different things. It obviously helps him. For me, kind of prefer Robocraft. But it's a good enough game. It's kind of frustrating. It's like a lot of it is one-shot kill. A lot of it, or at least one-shot debilitated. You can't do anything else, so it kind of removes the fun of it a little bit for me. Another thing that's a little bit frustrating is when you lose a game, so you've got like a certain amount of tanks in your garage. When you're, so let's say you die in really early on in a game, and some of these games can last up to 15 minutes. You die really on in a game, you're just like, fuck this noise, I'm not sitting here for 15 minutes and watching my team get systematically destroyed. Yeah. So you hit escape and push back to garage, which in Robocraft and most of the games would just send you back out and then you can queue up for another game. No, 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 not in this game. In this game, your tank is still involved in that battle.
What?
So the carcass of your tank is still involved in that ongoing battle. And until that game finishes, you do not have access to that tank any longer. So you have to select one of your other tanks and join the game with that. Which would be fine, apart from the experience that you gain from completing games is tank specific. So it's not like global experience that you can spend on shit for whatever you want. You only gain experience for the tank that you're in while you're playing.
What?
Again, with Robocraft, you get global experience and you can spend it on whatever the fuck you want. So, it is a good game. I think if you were maybe a kind of military type, that you'd really enjoy it. I mean, one thing that just really put me off is there's almost no melee combat. And I've tried. I've tried my hardest. I took
Sorry,
I didn't
hang on. Whoa. Run what? That by me again.
Melee combat with vehicles.
Well, I figured...
LA combat in a tank.
Yeah, well, because I figured they're not going to expect it.
Destruction Derby style, you mean?
No. Surprise. But I admittedly, for about three games, I was using an artillery piece, like a battering ram. I didn't realize it was an artillery piece. Apparently, if you push shift, it gives you, like, a top-down overview.
Right.
Which is well easier to fire artillery than that. But what I was doing was driving full pelt, which is about half a mile an hour, at the nearest person I could find. And when I got about 4 foot away from them, I was firing. So...
I'm not a military historian, but I know that artillery is not supposed to be used that close.
No.
Pew, pew, pew! Yeah!
A couple more miles away than that.
Yeah.
So, ramming people doesn't work. It is fun. It is a good game, but definitely Robocraft's more my kind of thing. That's it. I think that's everything that I've been doing this week. There is something that I wanted to bring up, and this is only because this is a discussion I had a couple of weeks ago while I wasn't on the podcast. You guys had a question. I think it was a community question from somebody, which is digital downloads the future of content?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember this?
Yeah.
And I didn't weigh in on this because obviously I wasn't on the podcast, but I was talking to somebody else about it and they were going, yeah, digital downloads on consoles. It's totally the way forwards and all the rest of it. I've got to weigh in on this now because I didn't get opportunity to do it before, but no, it fucking isn't. And anybody who thinks that it is fucking stupid. Console gamers use Steam because you look at Steam and you go, this is a digital delivery platform that works perfectly well. so why can't we do it on consoles? Exactly the same thing. It's not exactly the same thing. If you buy a game on Steam, you get it for PC, so Windows, Linux, and Mac, if it is available on all those platforms. You pay once, and you can play it on any of those platforms. If you buy a game on Xbox, you do not get the ability to play it on the Wii U and the PS4.
No.
So there's your biggest problem right there. The other thing is, if you buy a game on Steam, on the PC, and you upgrade your PC, or buy a brand new PC that instead of having Windows 7 on it has got Windows 8 or Windows 8.1, you don't have to rebuy your games because they're not compatible. You've just bought a brand new, latest generation console, in effect, but all of your games will still work on it. But when you buy a new console, when you buy an Xbox One, all of your digitally downloaded games that were on your Xbox 360 will not work.
Hmm.
It is not the same thing. I know this is probably completely out of scope, and feel free to cut me out if you want, but people have got to remember, they are losing their fucking money. There are tons of games on my Steam library that, you know, 2-3 years down the road, I'll go, oh, you know what, I really fancy playing that game. And I'll download it and I'll play it. You do not have the ability to do that with games that you've downloaded on a console, because the console will be updated and you'll lose your access to that content. So, there you go. That's big fucking problem for me. As soon as people start making universally purchasable games, so you buy a game and you can play it on any console that's available for, it will never be the same thing.
To be fair, Sony are starting to do that with crossplay.
Yeah, they are, but only with their own. Only with their own. I'm talking here, like, you've got Linux, Mac, and PC.
Yeah, yeah, I appreciate that, but you can... Just going back to what you said about digital downloads are the way forward, and anyone who thinks that is stupid, I actually really do think that digital downloads are the way forward. As I said on the previous podcast, I would have an almost exclusive digital library if, one, my PS3 could cope with the amount of games that I would ever want to install. That said, it's not a massive issue because you can just re-download them as and when you need to. Same with the PC. But I can't remember where I was going with this. I just think that was a bit of a broad generalization, saying that PC on the PC and Steam have the right idea, but there's no what's the word? I can't remember what the word is, but basically, you've got this one platform where you can buy a game and you play it on multiple platforms. Of course, that's never going to happen on consoles because you're never going to have one unified console that you can play multiple games on. It's getting there, like I said, with Sony being able to buy a game once and you can play it on your PS3, your PS4, your Vita, and probably your PlayStation Now whenever that comes out.
Yeah.
So it's getting there, but it's not quite there unless, right, for whatever reason, Sony, Nintendo, and Microsoft all decide to club together and go, yeah, you know what, fuck it, we'll make one massive mega console. At which point, you might as well just buy a PC. So,
yeah, well, Steambox. Yeah. There you go. And I've got friends that are saying, I've got a friend that's bought both a PS4 and an Xbox One. And he said, I'm just not that interested. He said, I can't wait for the Steam boxes to come out and gain some traction. And this guy has never, ever been a proponent of Linux, ever. He's never used it. He doesn't even know really what the fuck it is. But he likes the idea that you buy something and you can use it going forwards on whatever the hell it is that comes out. But it's the other thing for me is, one of the saving graces of buying physical game media is that when a console becomes obsolete, you can trade it in. Because there will always be those people out there that want to buy the previous generation console because there were some great games on it. So you can trade your console in, and all those physical games that you got, you get something for. It might not be very much, but you get something for them. They've got you over a barrel with these digital downloads. They're worth nothing to you. As soon as you don't have that console anymore, all that money is completely wasted.
Actually, just going back, the digital release of Destiny on the PS3 and the Xbox 360, if you buy the digital version, you actually get the next-gen version for free.
Yeah. All
right. Right, so if you buy it on like the Xbox 360, you get the Xbox One version for free.
Yeah, and all of your saves and your progress transfers over. So,
do you know what I'd like to see? And this will never happen, but, and this is over the top, and I'm not going to argue about it, but it'd be great if they brought, like, a PC. It's got recommended specifications, and if you've got a good PC, you can turn the graphics right up, and everything looks great, and if you don't, you have to turn them down, but you still get the game experience. I'd love to see a game that came out that was just like one disc, and if you put it in your Xbox One, it goes, oh, I'm in an Xbox One, job sausaged, I'm going to ramp the graphics right up. But you put it in your 360, and it goes, oh, I'm in the 360, I'm going to turn the graphics down, but it's the same game. One purchase. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I'd like. But anyway.
They are looking, I believe, at making patching in backwards compatibility for, again, the PS3, so you can play PS3 games on the PS4 supposedly, but I don't know how well that'll work or if it'll even work at all. I know you can you're definitely going to be able to play your digital games, and you should be able to play those.
That would be good. If you could play at least your digital games, your indie games and all that stuff that you've bought. Yeah. I know people that have spent literally hundreds and hundreds of pounds on little indie games. They spend a fiver here, you know, a tenner there.
Yeah.
And it's just such a shame to lose them, especially if you've enjoyed them. And I just don't like the idea of never being able to play them again. Like I say, I find games on my Steam library every now and again. They're like 4 or 5 years old. And I think, I'm going to download that and play that again. Because I haven't played it for ages and I really liked it. And Steam games in general, because they're digital downloads, are just cheaper.
Mm.
Much cheaper, and they've got amazing sales compared to Xbox. Anyway, look, I don't want to drag it on too long. I just thought, I felt like I wanted to weigh in, because the digital downloads on consoles, in my book, are a completely different thing to digital downloads on PC right now. And I think that's an important contrast to draw. Anyway, that's it. That's the end of it. That's the beginning of it, sorry.
Let's begin this fucking podcast.
Let's begin. Let's start the fucking podcast. Let's go backwards. Welcome to the beginning of the end of the podcast. This week, we have no special guests whatsoever. A surprise! Nobody knew this. Nobody saw this coming. We've got every single Ready Player 2 host here. We have got Miss L.
Yeah!
Oh, okay. A very surprised and unsuspecting Miss L. We have Mr. Lewis.
Hello.
And we have Mr. Ross for Bell.
Hello, I've been a better this week.
Yay! Hi. And we have me. I'm Rich. I'm your host. This is a really bizarre podcast, because as you won't know, because we won't have said it before, we're going to do this entire podcast backwards. So this is the beginning / end of the podcast, where we say hello, and then launch into what we've been doing this week, which we have already done.
No, we haven't. Shush.
I'm not really sure what to do here. How's everybody doing anyway? Are we all feeling fantastic? And amazing.
Yes.
Feeling good.
Yes.
I have a week off next week, so it's all good.
See, interestingly, this is a complete reverse, like Bizarro world, because now at the beginning of the podcast we're drunk, whereas at the end of the podcast we were completely sober. This is a total flip on the head to what it normally is.
Just trying to make my job easier to edit it.
Yeah, this is going to be amazing. What you've got to do now is you've got to try and edit this into the right order.
Cut and paste it.
Yeah, cut and paste. That's what audio editors call it, I'm sure. Right, so, this is it. Hello. I don't really know how to end this podcast now. So, there we go. This has been, will be, and forevermore shall be, Ready Player 2, episode 45. Hello!
We're not sure what the upcoming schedule is, because Eurogame is obviously a couple of weeks, and these guys are going, I'm not, so there might be a podcast next week, the week after even. No one really knows at the minute.
But if you're coming to EGX, which I know quite a few people are, there is going to be a presence. an ethereal presence.
You have to hear L.
A presence. There will be presence.
No, there won't be presence. Like, I mean, you can unwrap me if you want, but I'm not sure you'll like what you get.
Oh, God, Rich has left presence in my slippers again. For fuck's sake.
Yeah. I won't give away what it is. So, yeah, if you're at EGX and you want to come meet us, we're going to be floating around. We're hopefully going to be on Twitter. You don't get very good signal inside there, so don't expect a response if you do tweet us. But hopefully we'll be one or more of us will be wearing Ready Player 2 t-shirts. So if you do see us, come find us.
We'll also be there as press, so we should have access to the in-house Wi-Fi.
Oh, yay! Yeah, that's it. We're all professional this year. Last year, we were just winging it, walking up to people with iPads and shit. This year we've actually got press passes.
Well, I'm not going. I'm being professional.
Who the fuck thought that was going to happen?
Who the fuck thought that was a good idea?
Yeah, I know. Well, we managed to con them well enough. It's because we did a few interviews last year. We're just like, look, we did some interviews last year. Give us some free passes.
We are press on it.
Yeah, job done. Brilliant. Right, so I think I've got to end the beginning of the beginning of the end of the podcast right now. So I would like everybody in order to say hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Goodbye.